The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This program is sponsored by War Cry Ministries.
Lead me, oh Lord, oh Lord, I know you're able for.
Lead me,
you got all power in your hand,
oh Lord,
and I'm on your watch.
Lead me,
I'm waiting.
God bless you in Radio Land. This is Evangelist Flora Barnett. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us on today. I pray the message you are about to hear will be both edifying and a blessing to you. God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this great opportunity to speak to the people of God. Open up our understanding that we'll better know how to please you. And Lord, we'll forever give you the glory and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
God bless you. Welcome to War Cry Ministries. This is Evangelist Barnett, and I am so excited about Jesus. I tell you my testimony that is God is a keeper. I thank God how he saved and sanctified me. I thank God how he filled me with the Holy Ghost. Boy, I thank God for all that he is doing in my life. And again, I say welcome to War Cry Ministries. Today, we are going to be talking again from a pamphlet from Moments of Books. And today, our topic is, I've got my own religion. You ever heard people say that? You try to encourage them and get them to come to your church because you think your church is the best church. And they say to you, say, I got my own religion. We're going to talk about that today, having your own religion. I got my own religion. So on today, I want to let you know that people that say I got my own religion, religion is a duty. It's not a commitment. It's a duty. Religion is not a way of life. Religion is probably something you can set up yourself, but it's a duty. You go and you clean the church, or you just go to church every Sunday. That's your duty. I go to church every Sunday morning. I go to church every Wednesday. I go. You see what I'm saying? It's a duty. It's something you do on that day at that time. However, when you leave there, that's the last you hear about it until the next one come up. So religion is a duty. So that's kind of out the door right there. Whatever you believe is all right. Everyone has their own beliefs, just so you believe something. These are sayings which you will hear from many people today. They sound nice and help to make people feel good, since their own beliefs are said to be as valid as those, as anybody else's. After all, some say, can you really know anything for sure? People who claim to have the truth are looked upon as being ignorant or intolerant or just arrogant. For some reason, people can accept the idea that any religion is valid as long as it doesn't claim to be the only true, quote, religion. Do you know what that is? It's Satan's way of getting people to believe anything but the one thing that will remove his grip on their soul. If you got your own religion, the Bible says our own righteousness as of filthy rags. So whatever we can come up with, it's as filthy rags. It is not true that our religious beliefs are of equal value. It is not true that whatever you believe is all right. The very fact that everybody has their own beliefs, it's what God says is man's biggest problem. We have exchanged his truth for our beliefs. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. Isaiah 53:6. Man's confused religion stand in opposition of God's simple way to life. Man's ways are wide, tolerant, sin-ignoring ways that end in destruction. Broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. Narrow is the way that leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. That's Matthew 7:13-14. There is one sense in which it is true that what you believe doesn't matter. What you believe or what religious men have taught does not change the truth of God's word. That's how it's true. It doesn't change God's word. No matter what we come up with, no matter what we create, our little finite minds are not a match to God's infinite wisdom. So we cannot come up with a religion that'll trump God's word. Just believing something doesn't make it so. Jumping off the top of a skyscraper onto the street below will kill you, no matter how strongly you believe otherwise. You can fool yourself if you want to, but one of these days you're going to hit pavement, and then that's going to be the end of that. Entering into eternity with the firm belief that there is no God, or that your beliefs or your works are good enough to merit his approval, will not change the outcome. You can come up with your own religion. I got my own religion. I got my own belief. Whatever you believe is all right. But in the end, there is going to be a judgment day. And the Bible says in Revelation 20:15, whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Is your own religion going to keep you out of the lake of fire? Is it going to change your final destination? If the answer to that is no, then you are in the wrong religion. You're doing the wrong thing. And some people are ignorant enough to say, well, I'll just find out for myself. Let me express to you, precious heart, when you find out, it will be too late to renounce. It'll be too late to change. Your destiny would already have been prepared for you. Truth is not a matter of opinion. Either something is true or it is false. Jesus Christ is the truth. He did not say that I am a way, but rather I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. John 14:6. When it comes to faith, it is not just so you believe something, but just so you believe Christ. Faith in Jesus Christ, who laid down his life on the cross of Calvary and rose victoriously from the dead, is the only way to everlasting life and forgiveness of sin. Jesus is the only way to get to God. There is no other way. I've heard people on talk shows, and I can say it because it was said publicly on television, that our precious sister Oprah Winfrey once said, there has to be another way. The devil is a liar. There is no other way to get to God except by Jesus. Jesus is the mediator. He's the bridge between man and God. If you don't come by him, you're not going to even get to God. Some people are praying to Jesus, trying to pass up God, trying to pass up Jesus to get to God. Do you not know that if Jesus don't see the blood, he is not going to honor that prayer? He ain't going to even hear it. Jesus didn't come down here and die just so everybody can get their own religion, their own belief, and their own opinion. That's not why he came. He came in the likeness of sinful flesh to condemn sin in the flesh. And if he condemns sin in the flesh, that means that God is not going to hear people that's ridden with sin, asking for things, praying for him for things. The only prayer that God would hear of a sinner is a prayer of repentance. That's the prayer that he's going to hear. I understand people say, oh Lord, I pray in the Lord. God is gracious and he's merciful. That does not mean that he's honoring you if you're denouncing his son. It is not happening. He's just a good God because he said he'll rain on the just as well as the unjust. But when it comes to everlasting life, there is a red line of blood drawn, and you can't cross it if you didn't come under it. You got to come under that blood. You can't step over. You can't go around it. My Lord, just as everyone has turned to his own way, each of us must individually turn from our rebellion. No one can save himself, since salvation is not of works. Ephesians 2:8-9, because God is the one who saves. Salvation is as certain as his promise. He that heareth my word and believeth on him that hath sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. John 5:24. Jesus Christ is the only way. Won't you stop rejecting him and by faith receive him as your Savior today? Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. That's Acts 4:12. And I want to just share with you all on today that my aunt, which was my father's sister, her daughter, my first cousin, and four of my first cousin's children all followed Jim Jones to a place called Guyana. They thought he was it, that was the one religion that you couldn't beat. They followed him over there and they died drinking that poison Kool-Aid that's spiked with cyanide. They drank it. My aunt died, her daughter died, and all of my cousin's children died. And I will have you know that the only remains or bodies, some people would say, but the only remains that were recovered were supposedly my aunt. As far as I know, they never found her daughter. They never found the four children because it was just too bad. They couldn't identify them. And even her was just so bad until you couldn't even stand the mortuary with her. This is a war cry. We are in a spiritual battle. 1 Corinthians 10:4-5, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Precious heart, God loves you. God bless you. And if the Lord's will, I will see you next week.
You got all power in your hand.
Oh, Lord.
And I'm on your watch. I'm waiting on you.
For more information about War Cry Ministry, visit our webpage at war-cry.net. Again, our webpage, war-cry.net. Check or call us at 602-466-8104. Again, our phone number is 602-466-8104. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 13354, Tempe, Arizona 85284. Again, our mailing address, P.O. Box 13354, Tempe, Arizona 85284. This program was sponsored by War Cry Ministries.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.